אנחנו כבר דיברנו על גדלות של תכונת הערבות.
We spoke of the greatness of the quality of ערבות. This is the main law, the only law that speaks of the connection of all the broken vessels into one vessel as it was before the sin of the tree of knowledge. And that we have nothing else to keep but the law of Arvut. And all the laws of nature, all the parts in nature, the process we're going through, is only to scrutinize what is the shattering, what is the depth of the shattering, and how we can work on it to put it back together into one kli. That's really the problem facing humanity right now. It is clarified gradually throughout history, and eventually humanity reaches a stage as we are in right now, where it is called the last generation. Those are the stages of development of humanity that reached such a form where people can understand that they are in a state of shattering. This is a bad state. It depends entirely on their evil ego that the Creator created intentionally. And He brought them, He caused them to come to the form of the broken generation, the egoistic generation, and that they themselves will come to know the evil. From that, they'll come to the good. And they can come to the good only in the condition that they are asking the Creator for the force of connection, the force of correction. And it comes from the Creator on the condition they reveal the necessity for it, necessity for connection. And the condition that love covers all transgressions, this is what they want to happen. And if they ask for it, they receive the force of correction, the force of connection, and they come to the corrected state called the next world, Olam Haba. They come to it gradually through 125 degrees until they reach the end of correction. Nevertheless, we are in the state where we are entering this process. Hence, we already belong to that process called the last generation. Let's continue to read and try to observe it. Try to see with each passing day how those things are working on us, are controlling us, are obligating us to advance. How we're going to take this law of development into our own hands, and to that extent we will succeed, and it'll happen quicker in the good path of Achishena. I shall hasten it and will advance to the perfect. Meaning, there is no difference between doing good to the other and causing the connection of everyone versus other things that seem great, exalted to us philosophically, ecologically, socially. This is all totally disconnected from the correct action and the correction of humanity. For the correction of humanity, what's important is how you relate to the other, how you can cause connection using the good force between them. Without all the religions, beliefs, all the methods, Eastern, Western, it doesn't matter. Rather, simply, literally, cause good to the other,
the
cause the bestowal of this method of connection to the other, by which we rise above the ego, and that's enough in order to reach balance with nature. Or in other words, adhesion with the upper force, where nature is the upper force, which we call the Creator. The Creator, the nature created us, so we are under the laws of nature.
Indeed, this is not the end of the matter, for the whole of the Torah and Mitzvot were given for the sole purpose of cleansing Israel, which is the cleansing of the body, after which he will be granted the true reward of Dvikut with him.
To the extent that we cause connection in among all parts of reality, we are rewarded with existing in all those connections, meaning existing in adhesion with the Creator, because all of nature is really the Creator.
PT3.
What's the principle that equalizes the work of the field to the work of the priests?
Bestowal to others. And there's nothing else besides that. Also, the priests work in bestowal to the other, except their work is more in prayer, in assembling all the desires as much as possible from the nation or humanity, and in this assembly, in this concentration, to scrutinize such connection where it's possible to bring humanity to the degree of the upper force, to some extent. Hence, there's no difference. The simplest people, if they do favors to one another, or if they work psychologically, philosophically, practically, in a scrutinized manner, in coming closer to one another. The important thing is the inclination to tie humans to one system. And here you can have a question. Well, if I work with them and I scrutinize in the feeling and the intellect with the psychological tendencies between us and so on and so forth. So he says, no, that person who cares about bringing the other a slice of bread is doing the same, not less, compared to all your exalted philosophical inclinations towards the connection between people. There's no difference. Even moreover, the simple people who will help one another in the simplest way, kind of corporeally, specifically, they bring about the greatest connection compared to all those philosophizing on these polemic tendencies of erudites. The important thing is when the laws of nature are coming down to the lowest elements, the true simple things.
I don't understand. There are no degrees in bestowal. They're like the one who is a priest and the one who harvests the field.
There are degrees, but there's a simple phenomenon. To the extent that you're using a coarser, simpler vessels, your bestowal is greater, is higher. It's recommended to perform an action where you gather the crops of your field, and by that you're feeding people wholeheartedly, versus doing actions of connection between them and you work in the temple or something. The difference is great. The one who is lower performs an act of connection, he is performing a greater action. The coarseness, the simplicity of the connection to nature is greater.
So there is still an inequality here.
There's no equality in the quality of bestowal. Rather, in sum total, when we connect to one system, each one adds his part, his portion. But you can't take parts that from the outset are different. You can't equalize them the way you talk about. The equality can be only in the inclination. So each one, what is the inclination from his will to receive, if he's doing the work 100%, it means that he is equal to others. Equality is, you are thinking about it according to simple weight. It doesn't exist because we're all broken.
So the quality is this relative weight because of the effort that everyone puts in?
Yes. And the importance that comes from the greater coarseness is greater. It's greater importance.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, according to the article, tell me if it's correct. A simple action, let's say, of educating the public to just do good to each other instead of bad, that has more power and more light than the high philosophy of connection that we talk about between us, etc.
Of course. Of course, if people truly bestow to one another simple things and that connects them, the intensity of their work, the essence of their spiritual work is greater. The wisdom of Kabbalah does not require intellect. Absolutely not. Only the tendency of the work towards one another. But it's a gradual thing. We can't appreciate it and accept it and feel it and do it. But that's how it works out. The more the heart will be in this simple, direct inclination toward the other, that's the greatest work.
So what's the difference between that and world reformers, according to Baal Sulam?
With us, it comes after a lot of work and great efforts, after we climb the upper degrees, and for them, what are world reformers? They do it from within the ego, without changing themselves. Just to show everyone as if they care about everyone. Correction, the force of fulfillment.
Now, right now, we are addressing points in the hearts. We invite them to campus courses, to come to a very specific path. Are we done with this? And now we're going out to the public?
No, you're turning to everyone. What does it mean that you're turning towards points in the hearts? How can you tell? You just know that those who actually come to you are more sensitive towards it. Points in the heart used to come to us all the time. They had an inner tendency to get to know reality, the creator, the upper world. Now will come to you those, especially those who are just suffering. And they'll hear that here you can find a remedy for that suffering. And that's what you will see now. A remedy against the suffering. It's not a point in the heart, someone looking for a connection with the Creator. He's looking for a connection with the good. But you are turning to them using almost the same words. We are entering a second wave of the coronavirus, the pandemic, various problems, troubles, the world is shutting down, businesses are shutting down, there's no money, soon there will be no food. Wait and see the waves that will rush towards humanity, and then people are not going to come to you looking for a connection with the Creator, with this pure desire for it. They come because they feel bad. They suffer and they are searching for the source of all the good. It's not the point in the heart. It's the entire heart that wants to fill itself with a feeling of security, confidence, a good feeling. We are coming close to that. The first wave is leaving behind it the remnants of all the good, beautiful things that humanity had. This tsunami is cleansing humanity of all the surplus, and only the necessary things remain. And the second wave will wash away also the necessary things, and the state, in short, will not be good. So accordingly, we have to increase our dissemination. And also in our dissemination, we need to explain to them that there is nothing here, we have nothing of religion or anything like that, only the laws of nature, and speak as simply as possible, as far as possible from Judaism and from everything. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah, unrelated to anything. The fact that later Judaism and Christianity and Islam grew out of it, and it's a result of the how egoistic humanity shaped its attitude seemingly towards godliness. It kind of distorted it. But in essence, we are speaking only about the general law of nature. That is the God, and we have to keep it, and we have to adhere to it and serve it. And that's it.
Beseder.
Okay?
New York 3.
New York 3.
Здравствуйте, Рав. За счет чего поручительство расширится от десятки до всего человечества?
How will the Arvut spread from the 10 to the whole of humanity? Thanks to what?
Because when everyone hears about the Arvut, on the one hand, and on the other hand, will feel how they are retreating sharply towards states that are really pulling them into the abyss. They'll feel that they have no choice and they are not able to even hold on to religion with their eyes shut. They're not able to do anything with the money that they'll have or the houses that they own or whatever. Nothing. They'll feel inside, even though they might have something to live off of, they'll feel that burden, that emptiness, the black hole that is opening before them, and they'll come. I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about us, that we would be able to carry out what the Creator is expecting us. Toronto 2.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
I would like to ask a question about the work of the priests, specifically in Bnei Baruch. In the last month or so, a few months, our work has been really intensifying. We have a three-hour lesson. Many of us work all day in dissemination. There are lessons during the day. There's other work that we do, plus the meetings within the 10, three a day or more. My question is this. The priest has no possession. Does that also include time? Are we being asked to give everything that we have within Bnei Baruch, including all of our time, to be constantly in this connection or working in this connection? Is that a requirement?
We need to constantly worry about the connection between us, and together with that, to disseminate to the people. The people are really humanity. And those are the two directions we have to be in. Ourselves with this internal connection, and towards the rest of the world, disseminate and towards this external connection. We are in the middle. between the Creator and the created beings. We need to build as much connection between us for the revelation of the Creator, so He'll be able to bestow through us and to pass on this bestowal to all of humanity. We are in two directions. We are as the force of Bina that is facing the Keter and facing Malchut.
Ken, Tony.
But
yes, Tony.
My question is about the amount of time, the life force that it takes to do this. Is it good or bad for us to be involved almost every waking hour of the day and have no and live like that?
Look, other than necessity that we have to provide for ourselves, food, those necessary things, because we exist in our body in this world, other than that, we need to worry only about the connection between us, the spiritual connection, and only to pass that message about the spiritual connection to the world. There's nothing else. We need to divide our life into three parts. Small part that is not condemned, neither condemned nor praised, in order to maintain ourselves in this corporeal life for as long as we live here. Then to connect between us, because if there's no flower, there's no Torah. So we need the flower for the existence of our corporeal body, and then Torah is love your friend as your friend as yourself with a friend, and then from that to care for the rest of humanity until the Creator will be revealed in them. This is the meaning of and loved the Lord your God. This is the expression of this verse. That's the only verse. And that's the work of the Kohanim, the priests, those who exist between the Creator and the created beings. This is our work, the degree of Bina.
So we need to be as constant and as still as the Creator doesn't change. Also, we should aim at that.
We need to constantly be in these three tendencies. Care about our own existence in a balanced way. To care about the connection between us fully, and not forget that to the extent that we connect between us, we also need to care for humanity, to understand that, so they understand that the remedy for this blow that is coming, and it's only coming, it's only starting. What's lurking behind it is, God forbid. So we have to worry about that, yes.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias, Rab. Buenos días. Respecto a la respuesta que le dio nuestro...
Thank you, Rab. Good day. In relation to the answer you gave to a friend from Florida,
por el coronavirus,
what is the reason
por qué no llegamos
for which...
en lugar de todos estos golpes? No sé si se entendió.
Why don't we come faster to our Arvut following all the blows that nature gives? Why doesn't it push us faster to our Arvut? What is this mechanism?
This mechanism, why don't we feel that we see our success? Because we are not connected enough to the general public. And we need to also both care about ourselves and from ourselves toward the Creator, and also the general public. And this is where we are dispersing our strength. We haven't found the formula whereby all of it is coming together. We can't take care of ourselves. Since what for? It's like a man and a woman. They live together, but if they don't have kids between them, the connection between them is unnatural. It's not good. Why do you live? What for? We are the same. We need to go out to the general public. We need to feel that there is where we need to devote our life. We need to, that's where we come as representatives of the Creator. There we can bestow contentment to the Creator by bringing them, advancing them towards correction so the Creator will be revealed in them. We are acting on behalf of the Creator. We prepare place for His revelation. The Creator does not look forward towards revealing in us. There's no interest in that. He created us in this way so we will be closer to Him, but His desire is to reveal Himself in the lower ones. And that's what we need to arrange this work correctly. We need to see our work in the lower ones to reveal the Creator in them. And we are in the middle. And if we will be correctly aimed in this way, we will succeed. And then we will truly carry out our destiny, our role. It will come.
Itafo.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno, Rav. Buongiorno, amatissimo Rav. Le chiedo. Avete detto che noi sacerdoti Bnei Baruch stiamo salendo questi gradini. Il percorso.
I'm asking. You said that we are as priests Bnei Baruch and we rise up these degrees, and the path is still long. Can you tell us how we can quickly rise to the 125 degree?
I don't care about degree 125. I don't worry about it. It is in the Creator's hands, in the hands of the forces of nature. I worry about doing my part. And it's not to climb and stand on the top like a tip of a point. I care about disseminating to everyone the knowledge of the Creator. Your tendency is incorrect. Think carefully. What are you yearning for? And correct yourself.
Bulgaria 2.
In order to change, we come to the lesson every day. But the public, even if we write to them and disseminate to them something, they don't have constant connection to us. How will they change?
Leave that to the Creator. You do your work. It says the Creator will finish the job for me, meaning I'm starting the job and Creator finishes the job. I only need to connect on our level, the level of this world, with people and pass to them the beginning of the work. The rest, when I'm the one who made contact between a person and through me to the Creator, all the rest the Creator will do. Don't worry. We only need to do that. The contact between each person and the Creator. Okay.
Rav, с точки зрения поручительства, десяткой можем позаботиться о других.
From the perspective of our vote, how can we in the 10 care for other friends or other tens if we feel more importance, or let's say we are on duty for that importance?
You have to set an example to everyone, but just don't disturb everyone, don't pressure them too much. But between you, you should call one another, show one another what you're doing, that where you succeed, everyone should know about it and accordingly try to succeed as well. If you have certain special material that you created and it's showing results in dissemination, then share that with everyone so they will also do it. You should be more connected, more intensely between you. Maybe we should set up a general headquarters, global headquarters. And there, all of our media and communication people will work. Those who write and disseminate, they should have the strong connection between them. General headquarters for dissemination and connection. But it will come. It will come. Let's ask Belarus. They're going through less than.
Что значит, что вот мы все-таки приносим жертву Творцу из десятки? Вот здесь Бальсалам об этом пишет.
What does it mean that we make a sacrifice to the Creator in the ten? What he writes?
We are setting an example for one another. We are awakening a deficiency in one another, because when we are in a ten, like it or not, we are in a single structure, a single partsuf. Consequently, that's how we connect. The Creator connects us.
Thank you, Rav. I got a question from the 10. How do we come to the importance of the goal without coercion, without the whip, or without receiving blows to motivate us? How do we come to the importance of the goal naturally?
If you're running ahead of the blows, ahead of the stick, then you will not feel the blows. It all depends on the speed of your dissemination, on the success of your dissemination.
Northwest.
And Northeast.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Oakley. My question is in regards to the work. We have such great friends right now all over the Kli doing translation, doing lesson material, doing all kinds of work, all the holy work. My question is, what is more important, the work in itself or the desire behind to apply this energy so that it just doesn't dissipate and go away, but it keeps going and going?
We are at a time where the action is important. To the extent we disseminate the method of correction, the example of correction to all the people, that's it. We need to show everyone the work that will help humanity in practice to come out of the crisis. How to turn my natural concern for my kids to a concern for all of humanity?
Pray that you will feel everyone like your children, because it's really so. It is truly so. It's the pieces of your soul. Your children are not the pieces of your soul. They're connected to you like animalistically. And the whole of humanity is connected to you through the soul, spiritually. Much closer to you than your children are.
What needs to change in me for it to happen?
The heart needs to change. And no possessions, only work and bestowal.
Meaning a kingdom that is all priests, that the Creator is their possession, and they have no self-possession of all the mundane possessions. And we must admit that this is the only definition through which we can understand the words, a kingdom of priests. For you cannot interpret it with regard to the sacrifices on the altar, since this cannot be said about the whole nation. For who would be making the sacrifices? Also, with regard to taking the gifts of the priesthood, who would be the givers? And also, to interpret the holiness of the priests, it has already been said, a holy nation. Therefore, This must certainly mean that it is only that the Creator is their domain, that they lack any material possession for themselves.
This is what it's about, that they lack any corporeal possession for themselves.
Meaning the full measure of the words, love your friend as yourself, which encompasses the whole of Torah. And the words, a holy nation, express the full form of the reward, which is the dvikut, adhesion.
Meaning we have no more to do, rather our actions are in order to bestow to each other, in that we bestow contentment to the Creator, and He fulfills us in His attainment, which is the reward. Understood, yes? That's what he wants to tell us in this article.
Thank you, Rav, for letting us ask again.
Оно добровольное или вынужденное?
We have nothing that we agree upon just because of our good spirits. The direction from reaching from our will to receive to the opposite, to the will to bestow, is out of necessity. But that necessity, either nature compels us, forces us, or we force ourselves because there's no choice, because we have to. But there's no pleasant agreement through understanding, through feeling, because we want it. No one wants to be a giver. Everyone wants to receive. Therefore, we have to understand that here we have to establish systems that will help us draw reforming light by which we will change our nature from reception into bestowal. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, Tada Rava, our question is, what kind of arvut condition we should be for creating a great nation?
We have to feel that the connection between us is only in order to bring about that good connection, altruistic to all of humanity, regardless of nationality, color, sex, anything. Belarus.
Rav, скажите, в будущем должны ли мы стать?
Rav, if you could explain, in the future, are we all going to be priests?
All of Bnei Baruch are regarded as the kingdom of priests. Anyone with an inclination to reveal the Creator from within him is regarded as kingdom of priests.
Rav,
This is what is called Kohen, priest.
Rav, my impression from your words in this lesson, that the end of America, the way it is today, it's like the end of Sodom. Who are we trying to save in America? The nation, the people, what are we trying to do?
We want to save everyone and everything. Why not? How can it be that I can calm down if millions of people could leave their lives, which are aimed toward reception, and somewhat change them toward the intention to bestow? It is a very difficult revolution, very sharp, but that can happen nonetheless in the United States. People are people, and although they received an upbringing and examples from their neighbors that they should live only by their egos and nothing else. But because there is no choice, it could happen, maybe initially as federal laws, and then later, because there will be no choice, so it'll happen by recognition and understanding after several disasters and catastrophes. So they will begin to listen more and more to what they have to do. I'm not saying we should drop them, let them go. Besides, we have groups there, and regrettably, our groups there are also under the governance of this general ego that's covering all of the United States. And if we were with you there, we would behave the same. We, too, would behave the same way. It's clear to us. This is why we have to strengthen, reinforce our groups there, and somehow help these people see the future correctly. It will stop them. It'll make them see that you can't go on living in a situation where you see that a tsunami is approaching you. That's going to cover you over your head. And you have no solution other than to change relationships among people. Because by that, you lower the tension of that wave and you turn it into calm water. They need to see the approaching tsunami that's coming at them. That's how I see it. So their lack of cooperation with us hurt me even more. Let's hope that today they're listening and it'll stick with them. If not, then they'll feel it very quickly. The problem with such societies is that they have a lot of fat. So as long as they can chew on their fat, they don't feel the approaching trouble. But this is what will happen. And also, they have an addition besides the fat. It is the fact that they are connected to Israel and they're helping Israel. So that too protects them to some extent. But in the end, they have to think what to do. Yes, David.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот мы говорим про то, что про царство коэнов и левитов, да, вот нас как группа.
We are speaking about the nation of priests and Levites, like the group of BB, but actually we're speaking about different countries in the world and our attitude towards them. Do you see us as some kind of international organization and our task is something that belongs to the whole world together? Or do each of us has like certain roles towards their own country, like me towards the Ukraine? Or should I just see myself disseminating to the whole world?
No, I see us above all of humanity as belonging to spreading the method of connection, the manifestation of the Creator toward humanity. We sort of stand, all of us, all of the world, Nebuch, are standing on stage, and in the hall in front of us, all the people in the world are standing, and we are speaking to them. We're telling them that we want to bring them the Creator so they would know Him. And in order to know Him, they should start connecting among them. This is our work. And each one is working together with Nebuch, and that's how we operate with a general force. But each one disseminates in a method, in a way, in a language, and in an area where he sees that he can. That's it. We have friends in all the languages, all the formats, everything, every race and every nationality. They know where they can disseminate in the most effective way. I don't know the Ukrainian people or the language or the culture or the education. And you do. So, of course, for you, this is what you should do.
Rav, question about dissemination. When we're disseminating our message about connection, there also in therein lies the issue that egoism is filthy and really is the cause of all of our problems. But when I put this message out there, a lot of times there's a response where people almost put their guards up, like, what, egoism? Me, an egoist? This is my problem? How do we kind of walk around that and just stay precise in our message?
You don't need to walk around it. You need to explain and keep explaining what is the ego in nature, how it is the main force in nature, that without it there is no existence to any unit, to any item on one hand. And this is how nature began, from egoistic elements, particles. But later, in order to multiply and develop, these particles relinquish their egos to some extent to connect with other egoistic particles. And that way, they create more and more complex materials, etc., etc., on the material levels, until you have molecules and then you have the plants and the animals. We have to explain these things. They are at the basis of nature, that the ego is a fundamental force. There's nothing else besides it. And therefore, each of us is an egoist. The only question is that on human level, we also developed the same as in evolution, on the levels of still vegetative and animate. And now, on our level, in our development, we've come to a point where we have to start connecting to each other. Connecting to each other. It's the same as it happened when atoms converged into molecules. Molecules into more complex materials. Because otherwise there's no evolution, and evolution is a general force of nature. So it turns out that we, people, cannot evolve anymore. Let's take those Americans, for example. Let's continue with them. Each one's an egoist. He doesn't want to connect with others unless it's egoistic. And they see that in this way they are already disintegrating. They're reaching the end. You can't do anything further. So now the connection has to take on a different shape, a different form. They have to connect to one another. Connecting doesn't mean I pull you and exploit you. Connecting means I work for you and you work for me in a more balanced way. Until we learn from this about higher forms, that I work for you, you work for me, I am for you, you are for me. And in that, we begin to discover a special force that exists between us, and that's a force of bestowal, and so forth. We have to gradually explain to them, there is nothing unnatural here. By this, we only go hand in hand with the law of nature, and we're following it. Because if we go against it, we'll only suffer blows from it, and we'll do it anyway through pressure. That's it. So what you get from them shouldn't cool you down, shouldn't deter you. You only have to learn from it how to approach them more correctly with your explanation and keep going. This is your job. That's the work of the priests. In the past, priests were teachers. The priests, the Levites, would go from city to city, from village to village, and they would teach people how to read, how to write, how to work things, how to do things correctly. He taught them the basic laws of human relations. That was the work of the priests and the Levites. We have to do the same with humanity now.
Доброе утро, Раф. Большое спасибо. Скажите, вот он в статье пишет, что...
Good morning, Raf. Thank you very much. He writes in the article that when we are in corporeality, we don't disconnect from the main goal. I understand that I'm stuck in corporeality and the friends are corrected. So when I'm in corporeality, I can give to the friends.
With your qualities, you want to annul towards them and be included in them. Just like that. PT 27.
Can I ask about excerpt 31 that we read before?
Yes.
It seems like that excerpt, as Baruch Shalom says, in the word, as long as we don't elevate our goal from the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection, because we are the children of the idea. So it's the essence of what's happening to humanity, and the essence of what's happening to us is Nebaruch. It seems like it's different, written on different levels for the advanced, for the beginners. Is it like that?
Yes, I agree with you. I agree.
On the other hand, if I may add, it seems like something that a person, or the ten or the group, something that a person needs to choose every moment again. Is that true as well?
It's constantly changing, of course.
And
if we are immersed in the 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. If we're drawn to the goal, even if we're immersed in the ego, hence it is our holy purpose that we need. And that's our correction.
But the change maybe is that if the people were chosen few before, now it's toward all of humanity, each one on his own level, right?
Yes, it's time. That's called the last generation, that all of humanity comes into the same process, even though they don't understand and don't know about it, and we too, but nature already connects them together. Germany 1.
Quel serait le meilleur indicateur pour voir que dans notre dizaine, l'arvut est bien en place, parce qu'on parle bien aussi d'arvut?
Can you say what's the best way to measure if the 10 is in Arvut?
To learn everything in Arvut, if you connect together and you want to be in Arvut, and that is the reason you're studying, and you want to attain such a connection between you in an even greater Arvut, so that's great. You're preparing a place for the Creator to be revealed more and more. By that, you're giving him contentment. There's a hero in quantity and a hero in quality. As much as you connect together in the 10, you are a hero in quality. As much as you want to scatter, to spread your connection and add more and more secondary 10s to your 10, that's called a hero in quantity. And by doing this and that, you're building a place for the Creator to reveal himself.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Раб, исходя из последних событий, о чем я должен думать целый день сегодня?
Who should I be thinking today, throughout the day?
Today you have to think of one thing, that we, everybody, all of our world kli, need to enter the sensation of avud between us, and not in words, but truly in a heartful feeling, that all of us, all my friends around the world are in my heart.
Tel Aviv Shalom.
אני שומע את כל
I hear the work of the friends in the American department that is not good enough. How should that make me feel? What is my responsibility?
First of all, understand that if you were instead of them, you'd be the same. God forbid, I don't want to criticize each and every one of them. It's just an example that if we were in such an environment as they are, our friends in America, we were exactly like them. Exactly. That's why what I'm saying is in order to shake them up so they'll try to come out of that influence of that environment, to put some protection on themselves so they won't be connected to that environment in such a way that the environment can influence me and I'm not aware of that. I always give the environment a calculation. As much as they can influence me, and what can they influence me, as much as I resist them and won't let them burst out in me.
So how can I increase my influence on my friends so they will pass on the feeling to the whole clique? Because I don't have connection to the American clique.
You don't need a physical contact with them, like with one person yes and the other no. Try and be in connection with them in order to strengthen them to resist the external Americans' influence. That's what you have to be. Strengthen them, be with them, hug them, but again, only in one direction, that they will strengthen against the general influence of the general American public. It's forces. It's the forces of nature. And in such a way, we can protect them, shield them, and us, and be able to overcome even more and uplift even more. Because America is... It's convenient to be there, good to be there. It's as if we're in a free land, but now, according to the corrections, they are losing. They're losing their gravity. That it's not there anymore. So we have to help, and the main thing is to understand that everything they need is to be under that shield, that armor against the American public on them. And it's very, very not simple. The influence of the environment on man, we've been studying it